What's up, guys? Fabian Baez here, doing a quick recap on the 2018 New York Football Giants draft. I think the G-men did a great job with a lot of these tremendous picks that they had. They filled a lot of needs, and obviously not everything's going to be just through the draft. You also have free agency. A lot of kids are being signed or being spoken to right now as we speak. You know, this Sunday after the NFL draft and in weeks to come. So just going to do a quick recap, not going to take too long. And again, this is obviously the Football Life podcast. Make sure you check out the American football lifestyle brand, beautiful activewear and an affordable price. So check out thefootballlife.com. And we're going to start off, you know, first I'm going to say that, you know, been following, studying, involved in this game a long time. I thought that with the Giants' second overall pick, maybe they were going to go quarterback, being that it seemed like we had some really, really talented guys in this draft. But every organization has their philosophy, and they have their board that they put together, which is all the players graded out. And that's comprised of, you know, input from pro personnel, scouts, coaches, you know, so forth. And so, you know, Saquon Barkley, definitely a talented guy. You can't go wrong with this guy, you know, because when I thought about it too, it makes a lot of sense, because the Giants, coming off a tough season, you know, they're not rebuilding. They're retooling, and they're trying to get back to winning in obviously a very competitive division, the NFC East, which is, you know, a bloodbath. So, and now it has the reigning Super Bowl champ and the fucking Eagles. So, you know, Saquon Barkley, tremendous ball player who I have this link here in the description. Tremendous ball player who brings a lot of size and power, big play ability, catches the ball really well. This guy's 230 pounds, very, very just a quality back who's going to really be a game breaker and help Eli out. You know, I read something here where Giants head coach Pat Shurmur was talking about how the running game, it doesn't just help the offense, it helps the defense, it helps the entire team because it gives you that boost. It helps your defense stay off the field. You know, even with our New York Sharks, which I'm a coach for, and we're 3-0, by the way. Check out nysharksfootball.com. These ladies are doing their thing. We have a running game this year, and we have several running backs who we can plug in, and it just helps our already potent passing game, and it also takes a little pressure off the defense because we're running the clock. The defense doesn't have to get back on the field as quickly, so it just helps out your whole team. So this guy's a home run threat, Saquon Barkley. We're really happy, happy to have him. And I think he's going to make a lot of plays for years to come. So I'm glad that, you know, hey, I was thinking quarterback, but it makes sense. You know, best available guy. You know, I think I heard the GM, Dave Gettleman, talk about value that also fills a need. And so this guy is clearly a tremendous talent. So, you know, now and again, like I said, all of this, you can check it out. The link is in the description. They went O-line, and obviously if you're going to have a run game and if you're trying to protect your franchise guy and Eli Manning, you got to have a fucking solid O-line. And Will Hernandez, this guy started all 49 games in his career at UTEP. They weren't very good, but that wasn't his fault. Not really tall at 6'2", but a mauler. You know, this guy just beats people up and drives them off the ball. That's what you need. One of the most frustrating things when you think about Giants football is, they're able to, you know, Giants football is about running the ball and imposing your will, and didn't really do a good job there, especially last year. So got to get back on track with that. Will Hernandez is going to really, you know, I'd be surprised if he doesn't step right in and start, and he's going to blow people back off the ball. So happy about that. A lot of people had him. They had him graded as a first round lineman, and as you can see here, just in this information, they got some tweets from some key football people who really were high on him. They went ahead and in the third round picked up a guy who's long, who's an active pass rusher in Lorenzo Carter. This guy's 6'6", out of the University of Georgia. Georgia, obviously, they've turned the corner into one of the premier programs. So hopefully this guy can come in and really, actually, and I'm just seeing this, our new defensive coordinator, James Betcher, coming from Arizona, apparently he's going to install a 3-4 defense. So this guy could fit in as an outside linebacker. Again, he's about 6'6", 250. Rangy guy's productive. Hopefully he can come in and make an immediate impact and do his thing there for Big Blue. They went ahead and also in round three with the 69th pick, they got B.J. Hill, a pretty active D-tackle from North Carolina State. So guy plays with good leverage and should be able to provide some needed depth there. They went ahead also in the fourth round. You know, it's a lot of ball players, a lot of quarterbacks that were available. I heard some really good things about this young man out of Richmond, Kyle Laletta. Guy was about 6'3", very accurate, completed about, you know, over 60% of his passes. Winner as a starter, led his team Richmond to the playoffs for the last couple years. You know, obviously the competition at the FCS level is not the same as the big dogs at the SEC, ACC, so forth, Big Ten. But he's accurate, and I think he can be a guy who, hey, he's gonna challenge Davis Webb, and he's gonna give us that depth. I'm not gonna get into him being the heir apparent to Eli, because, you know, that's too much pressure right away. But quality guy who can hopefully maybe be part of the Giants' future. And then they went ahead in round five with the 139th pick and got another pretty solid, tall defensive tackle out of Miami. Miami had a tremendous defense in 2017. And this guy, RJ McIntosh, he was a starter the last couple years. Really good as a pass rusher. So, again, I think the Giants did a good job. I mean, and you'll see a lot of people graded them as having a really rock solid draft. They addressed it a lot of needs. They got a lot of that. And anytime you get key positions at the, you know, filled at the O-line and D-line positions, that's important. That's really important because that's where everything starts from. So they did a really good job there. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this young man, Shaquem Griffin, out of the University of Central Florida. And by now, you know, we should all know his story. This young man who was born with a defect and led to his left hand being amputated as a kid. And his twin brother is a standout corner for the Seahawks. Shaquem had to wait a while, but he got drafted in the fifth round by the Seahawks. So he's going to wreak havoc. He's a ball player. That kid is a ball player. So he's going to come out to Seattle and make a lot of plays on special teams and probably on certain packages as well, where he can use his speed and aggressiveness. So very happy for him. This guy is a tremendous inspiration, and he just balls. He just balls. I mean, he's a better ball player than a lot of guys who have both hands and have no excuse. So, you know, tremendous young man. So, you know, Seahawks got themselves, they're retooling their defense, and they got themselves a hell of a pick there. So, guys, thanks for checking this out. Thanks for checking out my quick New York Football Giants 2018 draft recap. Make sure that you check out thefootballlife.com. And thanks for your time. And also make sure that you check us out at nysharksfootball.com. We're 3-0. Our next home game, if you're listening to this right now, our next home game is going to be Saturday, May 12th at Aviator Complex, Floyd Bennett Field. So check us out again. You can go to nysharksfootball.com for more info about that. And why don't you pick up some cool gear like this cool shirt that I got here, this Raglan tee that we have in various colors. You can pick it up. You can also sign up on our site, grab a 20% off discount at thefootballlife.com. That's T-H-E, football, after the second L in football, just at I-F-E.com. It is the American football lifestyle activewear brand, so check it out. Thanks for your time, guys. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.